Good evening, my dark angels and solemn creatures of the night. You can call me Alucard, and I will be your host for tonight. I hope you're ready to journey with me into the abyss, because it's time for Dark Tides, a creepy podcast. On today's episode, we're going to go over some facts about the chosen serial killer of the week. I won't be getting into every gruesome detail about Mr. Dahmer, because as you all know, he was very chaotic, so there's too much to cover in one go. So let's begin. Jeffrey Lionel Dahmer, born May 21st, 1960, just shy of being a Taurus. Thank God, by the way. To my fellow Taurus, or Taurus I, whatever we're known as if we're in a group, can you imagine if he was born in our generation? They'd literally blame his murders on being a Taurus somehow. Which is quite... I don't know, I feel like they probably would have blamed us for that. As you guys may or may not know, Jeffrey Dahmer was an active serial killer between 1978 and 1991, having killed about 17 men. He mostly killed black guys, and like holy shit, a lot of serial killers were pretty fucking racist. We'll probably cover that topic in a later episode. So, he would actively hunt for these dudes at gay clubs and things like that. So, now on to the facts. And by the way, we're going to be going over a lot of facts about him. I might not have covered everything, but it's still a good amount. He was a necrophiliac, and if you don't know what that means, good. And if you do, well... A necrophiliac is someone who engages in sexual acts with dead bodies. So, he wouldn't just pick up these guys and have intercourse with them and then kill them like some serial killers would do. No. He'd kill or rape them first, and then do the do with their deceased bodies. Sometimes just standing over the bodies and masturbating his you-know-what. He did rape men that he didn't kill, but these were out in public, at gay bathhouses and such. He was never really charged for those rapes, just put on probation for, I wouldn't call them lesser crimes, because he did still assault several young children. But yeah, he honestly would just often get probation and other things that we'll cover down the line in this episode. This next one is for my military buffs. You know who you are, you JRTC kids. He was in the army, a medical specialist, aka combat medic to be exact. By the way, if anyone can answer this question for me, just DM me this answer. Do they have... like mental health examinations when you enter the army? I know they have a lot of things. Like, I can't enlist because I'm as blind as a bat. So yeah, if anyone can answer that question for me, feel free to DM me, Dark Tide Pods. Yes, please let me know if you have an answer. So, he enlisted in the army in January of 1979. I couldn't find the exact day. He was stationed out in Germany. So, do you guys hear this? This man was trained as a medical specialist, someone who was already used to chopping up people. Because I really have a feeling there weren't any like mental health exams. Even if they were, they'd probably not be able to figure out that he's insane. So he was being trained to quote unquote chop up people medically. And I honestly don't know if that's what medical specialists do. I'm just hating on Jeffrey Dahmer because he was a pretty, pretty sick guy. Now, I actually wonder, because you know he would masturbate over the corpses and such. I wonder if he ever got, you know, a boner, like when he was ever working on someone. Once again, I honestly do not know what a medical specialist does, but like I said, fuck Jeffrey Dahmer. Because they did say he was just a pretty average soldier in his performance, so I do wonder if he ever got a chance to actually work on anyone. But eventually he was discharged because he was a major alcoholic, and when I say major I mean like hiding alcohol bottles wherever he could. In his college dorm, he had alcohol bottles strewn everywhere. In high school, like I said, he would hide these bottles wherever he could hide them and just drink them during, like, During breaks and stuff like that, whenever he was leaving school or going to school, he'd grab a bottle. Honestly, I do understand the substance abuse part, mostly because for, I'd say, people in my age group, you know, growing up, things like that, you know, doing certain drugs did seem cool. I'm not speaking from experience, but a lot of us, you know, have been peer pressured and things like that, depending on where you've grown up. A lot of us have been peer pressured into doing drugs and things like that. But I'm not saying that doing drugs makes you a serial killer. I'm not saying just because you do any sorts of drugs, that means go out and murder people. Please, please don't do that. That's just, once again, fuck Jeffrey Dahmer, but that's just insane. Please, don't let doing drugs drive you to make poor decisions, you know. If you do need to reach out to someone, you know, feel free to DM us at Dark Tide Pods. If you want, we could find some numbers for substance abuse programs and things like that, that are willing to help people that want to be helped. But yeah, back to these facts about Jeffrey Dahmer, the prolific serial killer. So, onto the murders. You know, the part you've all been waiting for. I know you guys like the deep dark just as much as I do. You know, the abyss. So, like I said earlier, he was listed to have killed 17 grown men and young boys. But not only did he kill them, he assaulted them. He raped the dead bodies. He raped some of them while they were alive. He did so many gruesome things to these poor people. His first murder was barely a month after he graduated high school. So this man was fresh out, and he said to himself, time for a bit of killing. But he did say around 14 is when he started getting really interested in murder. But the thing is, during my research, I noticed that a lot of times they listed that when he was a child, he was very, very interested in, like, you know, animal cruelty. You know, his father actually, I'll talk about it later. Let's focus on this part. So, he picked up this hitchhiker named Steve Hicks. Stephen Hicks was 18 but at that time. So, he bribed him with beer at his dad's place. They went back to Jeffrey Dahmer's house. They drank, but eventually Steve wanted to leave. Yet, Mr. Jeffrey Dahmer was not having any of it. He did not want this man to go anywhere. So, he beat poor Steve. We'll call him Steve H, because there's another Steven that we'll talk about. He beat this poor man with a dumbbell. He chopped up the man, like, I mean, surgically chopped him up, and dissolved most of his body in a 57-gallon barrel of acid. I honestly want to know why. Because a lot of serial killers, like, have barrels or buckets of acid or tubs of acid. How was it so damn easy to get a barrel of acid back in, like, the 1970s and 1960s and things? I understand maybe the 50s and the 60s, you know, with, like, industrial work and things like that, but how the hell was it so fucking easy to get a barrel of acid? I really would like to know. Like, the 70s through the 90s were a wild, wild time. Ridiculously wild. So, after he was done dissolving what he could, he dumped what was left in his backyard. I presume that he buried him, because imagine he just left all those parts strewn across his lawn and his father found him. Do you know what kind of shock that would be? Like, hey son, why is there a femur sitting on my, I don't know what kind of flowers did they have back then, on my petunias? Why is there a femur sitting on my petunias? I'm assuming that's a thing they grew back then. If you guys know what petunias are, they're lovely, very pretty. So, 9 years later, he murdered another man. This one is Stephen Tuomi. Tony, hopefully I pronounced that right. Stephen T is what we'll call him. Crazy thing about Stephen T, the murder of Stephen T, is that he insisted he didn't even remember killing Stephen T. He said he simply woke up next to his dead body. He had picked him up at a bar and they went to a hotel room after leaving said bar. He then proceeded to kill 7 more people after Stephen, not in the same night, but in the corresponding years. But I really couldn't find any names on who he murdered exactly. If you guys know, feel free to comment or message me on Instagram. Once again, it's a Dark Tide Pods. So, he eventually was arrested for sexually assaulting a 13-year-old boy who had drugged at his job. Which, by the way, he was, you know, assaulting a lot of these children. There was even one where he had assaulted this child and the 13 or 14-year-old boy had managed to get away from him. And then later on, that same said 14-year-old boy's brother, the 14-year-old was older now, he was also 14. This time, he managed to get away from Mr. Dahmer, but the police, you know, had found him wandering naked in the street, the teenage boy. And Dahmer happened to be there, and they questioned Dahmer, and Dahmer managed somehow to convince these officers, like I said, it was just weird between the 1970s and the 90s. He somehow convinced these officers that this child was his 19-year-old boyfriend. But you know, the cops during that time, you know, when they were accepting of the LGBTQ community, during that time, they honestly tried to avoid this situation because they didn't want a, you know, quote-unquote homosexual outcry for that event. So they tried to avoid it. And actually, during that time, one of the things about Jeffrey Dahmer is that previously he had been forced to register as a sex offender, and that was for the case where he had drugged that boy at his job and assaulted him. If the cops were not so lazy and had done their job at that time, then they would have shown that he had a sex offender background and that he should not have been anywhere near this child, which, by the way, I think they knew he was a child. So now, I do find it funny how he kept getting caught for sexual assault and they kept letting him off easy. Like, he was doing way worse things than that, but sexual assault was what he kept getting caught for, and they were just giving him things like probation. Like I said, weird time. So after he had drugged that 13-year-old boy, he had gone on to kill 12 more times. 12. I forgot what summer it was, but he had pretty much, each week of that summer, he was murdering a person a week. Like, it was insane. Like, he eventually did get caught, but some of the weird, like, you gotta understand, this guy was pretty gnarly. Some of the things that he would do included taking pictures of the dismembered bodies, necrophilia, like I mentioned, rape, child molestation, murder, and cannibalism. This man was out here eating people. So he was caught. The cops found so much of this evidence. Skulls, heads that had been chopped off, stuffed into a fridge. Like, this man was just, did I say fridge weird? This accent's a little hard to maintain, don't tell no one. Some say his childhood could have attributed to it, but honestly, there were serial killers back then who had it way, way worse. This one's not even a serial killer, but Charles Manson, I do believe, like, his life was weird. I'm pretty sure it was him, where his mother had sold him for drugs. Not for drugs, what am I talking about? For beer. His mother had sold him for beer. Like, his life was something else, you know. But Jeffrey Dahmer, he had it easy, I'd say. So, but this is going to take a even more somber tone, if it's not already somber. So, like I said, some say his childhood could have attributed to his killings, but, you know, I find it, like, they're trying to lean heavy on that, but it's not. His mother did attempt suicide because she was heavily depressed. I do kind of get that part. Not saying become a serial killer because of depression. I'm not saying become a serial killer at all, honestly. His dad was barely ever home. That one I don't really get, because a lot of us either grew up in a one-parent or split family home or had parents that worked a lot. Like, my parents, they split. You know, my father, he did work a ton, but he did make time for me and my siblings. Thankful for that. But yeah, that's just life. his mom did eventually end up leaving his father and left Jeffrey to live with his father. She took his brother instead of Jeffrey. But I honestly think he was just flat out batshit crazy. But there's one sad and creepy fact about his childhood, it is kind of sad, is that his dad, a research chemist, tried to bond with Jeffrey by teaching him how to bleach the skin off of little dead animals they'd find under their home. These animals were already dead, thank God. Jeffrey was really into that stuff, so his father was trying to bond with him. His dad didn't know he was raising a future serial killer though. That's the creepy part. You know, he did the stereotypical serial killer things they do as children, murdering and torturing poor animals. He apparently lit a tadpole on fire after pouring gasoline on it. But the story behind the tadpole, that one's crazy. But what had happened was, Jeffrey had found a tadpole somewhere near his house. He brought it to his teacher. And the teacher, screw him or her, took the tadpole and gave it to another child, a different child, didn't give it back to Jeffrey. So, yeah, but he did go to that student's house and poured gasoline on that tadpole and just lit it on fire. Seriously, who does that? This one's even worse. He had even impaled a dog's head on a stick in the woods. I did see the movie My Friend Dahmer, and it seemed like he had killed that dog. But I think that dog might have actually been dead, not in the movie, like the real life story of Jeffrey Dahmer. I think that dog might have actually been dead before that. So yeah. But like I said, if you have any pets, do you know how sad and heartbreaking that is? Like, that's pretty sad. I have a dog, his name is Gunner. If anything like that happened to him, I would just lose my mind. So, moving on. As I mentioned before, Dahmer was a heavy drinker, and he most likely did this to escape the depression and possible anxiety he was feeling after his mother had abandoned him. And she did leave him, so I would say that hurt. Like, imagine your mother divorces, like, your father, and instead of, trying to take you both or just working on communicating so that way you could have your father and your mother in your life, she straight up just abandons him and takes his brother. But it's been mentioned a few times that Jeffrey's brother was quote unquote the favorite. They did show him a little more attention. He was born when Jeffrey was about 5, so they did show him more attention than they showed Jeffrey, and that kind of hurt him too. So, by the way, if anyone or you yourself has been feeling down and depressed or has been having suicidal thoughts, do feel free to reach out to someone, reach out to me or the suicide help hotline. It might not take the pain away, but it helps. And on that somber note, we end this evening's episode. Feel free to follow us on Instagram at Dark Tide Pods. Catchy name, I know, I came up with it, Dark Tide Pods, because it's a podcast, wink wink. So I'm your host, Alucard, and I wish you all a good night. Thank you.